Blog Talk Radio.
Queen West. Yeah. Queen. Street West Coast Radio Show. Jack Sean. Uh-huh. Yeah. West Coast Radio.
Calm down, baby. Feel good, man.
There we go. Throw up your W. Give it up for the West Coast Platinum Queen Radio Show.
Here we go. Another one.
Here we go. Throw your dubs up. Platinum Queen West Coast Radio Show. We keep it platinum queen West because we can do it. We keep it platinum queen West because we can do it. We keep it platinum queen West because we can do it. We keep it platinum queen West because we can do it. This is incredible, Chris Edible. West Coast Radio Show with Sean and Jimmy Chill, Chris Edible. We keep you tuned in to all the news. What you trying to tell me? You ain't never heard of a platinum queen doing the thing? Extraordinary, you know what I mean. West Coast Platinum Queen, most dominant, and it's like that. Sean and Chili Cheer, West Coast Platinum Queen Radio Show. Tune in every single Sunday, 12 noon Central Standard Time, which means 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us all day. Sometimes can be extended for an hour, which can be 12. They end at 1, they end at 2. Either way, we're keeping the West Coast. By the Queen West. Sean and Chili Chief. Come.
Welcome to another Sunday of Platinum Queen West. Well, my host, my brother Chili Chill. What's up, Chill? Chill, you there? Don, you ain't open up Chill line yet.
Test, test, test. 1, 2, 3. WWW.
For real.
Testies,
exactly.
Testies. 1, 2, testies.
WWW. Uncle Lisco with some freaks from Frisco.
I'm Uncle Don Calisco. No relation. Uncle Scholar's line is open too. All you have niggas be ready to listen to some learning.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
The brother and hot man. Let me tell y'all, when I say the ladies brought these questions, I was up past midnight getting some of these questions together. And let me say this, because I know some ladies going to be listening. They have hit me on Facebook. I have received texts from ladies. Let me say this, because as you guys know, there's teenagers that listen. My niece is one of them. And they sent in questions as well. Chill and I was speaking about this too. Some ladies at a certain age, you don't need questions answered. You know what it is. I don't know if you need justification in your wrongdoing or you want someone to agree with you. I'm not for sure. But when Skylar made perfect sense before when we spoke, but and then I thought, well, everybody don't have common sense, some common knowledge. But when you 37 to 38 and asking questions of different
12-year-old
partners, yeah, you
12-year-old
or
16-year-old, that's crazy.
Man, for real, exactly. And you already know the answer to that. You know you do. And let me say this, and I will say this again at the end of the show because the young girls listen and the women. When you're asking should you bring a man in your home when you have kids, no. It's too many motels and hotels. Your kids should not, your house shouldn't be a revolving door that your kids is seeing different men coming in and out your house. That is unacceptable. And if he wants your cookie like that, he shouldn't mind getting a room or paying for a room for you to go do whatever. But to me, it should never be brought home. It should not. But that's just my opinion.
I mean,
it should.
Right.
I'm going to let y'all start off with the first question because, like I said, it is some questions for y'all.
Hey, Queen, before we get started, can I do a quick before we get started, can I do a quick plug for upcoming shows? Just trying to do a little networking with other BCR hosts, you know?
Feel free.
So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let me welcome the people in the chat room. We got Bilu, there's myself, Mocha72. Scholar2414, Uncle Scholar, and T. Smitty, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, if
I can take a little moment, first of all, after this show, immediately after this show, 5 o'clock p.m., 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific, the Philosopher G's have a show titled Bitch Tendencies, The Single Mom Create Them and Their Boys. That one, the call-in number is 347-989-8871. And the address is blog.radio.com/philosophyg1. I'll put the info in the chat room later. Then at 8 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, my bad, 7 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, Dante the Dark Knight will have a show, Damn It, Let's Talk, for Colored Girls, where I'm pretty sure he's going to be lambasting Toilet Perry's latest adaptation. So the call-in number to that one is 646-649-0102. The address is blogtalkradio.com/the-it_lets_talk. I will put that in the chat room as well. Then at 8 o'clock, we have two concurrent shows, which are very good shows. So if you catch one, catch the other in the archive. We have the ladies from Relationship Buzz, which are Kim Crouch and Lisa Maria Carroll, good BTR hosts. They will have a show featuring Rael Sims talking, titled Why Women Must Submit. This one will air at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. The call-in number is 646-727-3891, and their address is blogtalkradio.com/TheRelationshipBuzz. And if you can't spell that, you need to go back to public school and get a refund. And finally, last but definitely not least, our very own country boy himself, which in order to do this announcement, I'm going to have to play his theme song while I do this announcement. Damn switchboard. Come on.
Well, you know how BTR do sometimes.
I know. So, coming at 8 p.m. tonight, T. Smitty will have a show titled Black Struggle with the 72% Unwed Mother's Rate. This one is based on an article I sent him, which talks about how some black women are now getting kicked in the teeth with this high wedlock birth rate. The show will air at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. The call-in number is 917-889-3564. And the address is blogtalkradio.com/tsmitty3000. And for those of you who are literally challenged, that's TSMITTY3000. And if you're offended by what I said, because I hope you're intelligent, the number is 215-618-1505. Thank you very much. And now back to our regular schedule program.
He crazy. Okay, you guys, we're going to get into the questions, and ladies, feel free if you want to call in, ask Scholar Don, Chill, any questions, but we're going to start off with the questions that were emailed to me. Chill, if you want to start the first question, if y'all want me to read them, let me know. So you want to start off, or do you have your questions that they sent, or you want me to start them off?
You kick it off.
Okay. Let me ask, this one actually that was sent to me that I really, Siobhan was listening to the show. She's 30 years old from Florence, Alabama. She says, why do you refer to women as jump offs? What do you call men that do the same thing? So, Chill, let's start with you and move on down to Scholar and Don. So, why do you think men refer to women as jump offs? And what do you guys call men that do the same thing?
Shit, I mean, I don't even use that terminology because I'm from the West, so that's a New York terminology, jump off. But in that situation, I don't know. I mean, if a woman put herself in that category to be that, then that's exactly what she is. So what else more can you say? And I don't know. A woman doing something is different from a man doing something. It still equals up to the same thing. They both doing the same thing, but just society puts a different perspective on what a man does and what a woman does. So if a woman put herself in the category to be a hoe, it's going to look a little bit different. So if a woman fucked 2, 3, 4, or 5 different men, she's going to be looked at a little bit different if a man does that. Than how it would be if you look at a man who has sex with 4 or 5 or 6 different women. It's not going to be looked at the same. Society is not going to look at it the same. Only because a woman is taught to carry herself in a different manner, in more of a respectable manner. So.
That's true and straight and to the point. And Skylar, what is your opinion? Why do men call women jump offs when they're doing the same thing? And what would you call men that do the same thing?
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, that's hypocrisy right there. You can't call a chick a jump off and you're doing the same thing. I mean, you just being a hypocrite, you know. But if you calling a spade, I mean, it is what it is. You a jump off, you a jump off. You a hoe, you a hoe. I mean, there are male hoes out here. You know, you can call them male hoes, or you can call them, as my brother would, you can call them high dicks. you just call it what it is. You know, shoot, they got times for what they sell. You know, you could probably call them, as they say, a dog. Because what are the three things a dog fight over? Territory, food, pussy, and guys that do that, that's what they are. That's what they mainly do. They follow those three things. So, I mean, if you got some terms, I mean, we can start using them. You know.
Yeah, that's true. And Don, what is your opinion?
I'm Uncle Don Calesso, no relations. Well, guys who are going around, I call them sluts. And yes, it is very unfair. There is a double standard. Unfortunately, in society, especially in the Negro community, those guys are called players, Macs, if they go around smashing everything. And I think they're sluts. I think they're whores, just like how we call women jump off. However, the fact of the matter is they're going to continue to exist because as long as you got women who are running to get some wood from them, they're going to be there. But I call them sluts.
Well, I definitely appreciate you gentlemen honesty. And another question, this is from a group of women that were asked questions that they want to ask you guys. Can a man accept a woman who makes more money than him?
I'll let Uncle Chell take that one first.
That's really kind of, I don't know. For some men, really that's kind of a dumb question, but for some men, that may be a question to be answered. I mean, me, I wouldn't care. I can care less. It really doesn't make a difference to me, whether they do or whether they don't, as long as it's respect in the game.
And I agree with you, but you know, Chill, some men do have a problem with women that make more. I'm just saying some men, not all, because I don't know if they make them feel less than a man or they feel they should be the breadwinner. But in some cases, well, I can only speak around in my family. I've had uncles have had problems with that.
Yeah,
but okay, you guys finish. Go ahead. Scholar?
Uncle Scholar.
Well, I don't think that, because my thing is, you know, money is tangible. You know, it can be here one day, gone the next. So you can't tell me, you know, I'm intimidated by your money. You know, when chick, you can lose all of that. You know, but you know, things that ain't, you know, that you can't lose, then there's nothing to feel about that. Now, if you are intimidated at the fact that I won't make more money than you because you know you feel she's a good woman, and you want to, you know, show her your appreciation in some way, like you have the means to do it, that's the only situation I can see that, you know, you feel like, damn, I don't got no money. I can't take her out to this. I really want to take her out to this. She does so much and all of that. I really want to support that. I appreciate her and all of that. Then I can see where that's coming from. But a chick making more money than you, that's usually a chick that got a big ass head, you know, that I got my own house, car, and all that shit. And, you know, she just got a big head, and she puts it over your head, and then that makes you feel bad because you're like, hey, this shit got all this. I don't got nothing. I still rent you. So, I mean, I don't think guys do that. It's just guys that are very fearful of, you know, what a woman brings. Brings tangible things to the table, I guess. I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
And Don, your opinion?
Well, I actually married one who makes more money than me, believe it or not, and it's not a problem. I know I like to joke about the fact that I don't mind pilfering the Social Security coffers, but the truth is, in case you guys haven't realized by now, there is an age difference between me and my wife. She's further along in her career, and she's in a different field. I work in research in the academic lab at university. She works in corporate America, so that's definitely not a problem. However, even if I was not with her, like when I was with my ex, she also made more money, and that still was not a problem. I still handled all the bills when I lived with my ex. You know, because I know how to manage money, and she trusted me with that. So, no, some guys may have a problem with it, but most guys wouldn't. I think the reason why some guys may have a problem with women making more money, it's not so much that they feel deflated as a man, it's because you got too many women who rub it in a man's face, who don't take who basically question his masculinity, his manhood, just because she makes more money. If a man knows how to manage money, he could be making under $40,000 but have a high 700s credit score, no debt, and a woman could be making six-figure salary, but she's broke because she shops till she drops, and, you know, in spite of her high net income, she has very low net worth. And I'll leave it at that for now.
Well, that's a good point because, like I said, I've had people in my family that made more money than the male and would say, well, you know, sometimes you get full of yourself in an argument, and I've heard them say, well, I don't really need you, because then you become independent, then it becomes my shit versus ours, that's gone, which is no, I don't know. I just don't understand. But some men, it do bother, and I understand when a woman make him feel less than. Now, when she does it and he's secure within who he is, it really shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. But like I said before, some men, it does matter.
If he's secure in who he is, he'll just leave her.
Okay. And the next question is, how can you tell if a man is faking an orgasm?
How can you tell what?
That's from another woman's group. If a man is faking an orgasm.
We already did a subject, a topic on that already.
And I know.
They kind of late.
I guess they missed that show.
I don't know. How are you going to tell? It's like saying the same thing with a woman, unless you know that woman real good. And you don't, you know, you pay attention to that person and you're looking at them, then you probably can tell. Besides that, if you're not, then not. You probably won't be able to tell. It all depends. It all depends how good that person can play the role to fake something.
That's true. And like I said on the show before, ladies who missed it, this from a ladies group, when we did a show on Can You Tell?, some men are attentive, some men are not. When she'll sent the article to me, I had no idea that men do fake orgasms. That's how slow I am. I know women do. Did not have a clue that men do. Did not. And you guys need to check out the archives because Skylar, Don, and Chill answered that. I'm trying to think if Rona was on that show saying, because I remember asking you guys, had you guys ever fake one before?
I've never. But I think, okay, this probably would help. Okay, if you know how to do Kegel exercises, okay, when a guy comes, you know, his muscle, you know, his PC muscle contracts as he's orgasming. So if you don't feel a jump, you know, why he, you know, squirting off, then he fake it. I mean, that's the way I could pull it. You know, put it. I mean, really. If you don't feel, you know, no two or four, well, not two or four, but I don't know, you know, some guys are different, you know. If you don't feel, you know, some jerk, then he's not going to, you know, fake, you know. But, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know.
Hey, I feel him crunk dancing on you.
As my homegirl Alexis K. Tyler would say, you gonna feel the penis or pulsating up in the vagina?
And it just depends on
okay,
how.
Okay, I want to ask you guys too this other question from Shamaya of Compton 18. Why do men front in front of their friends?
What was the question?
Why do men front in front of their friends? And men do that. Okay, all y'all don't speak at once. Now it's silence on the phone.
Well, probably, I mean,
not
men
all
probably
men, but some men do.
Well, certain men probably do it just like certain women do it. Certain women front in front of their friends. So, I don't
That's
know.
True.
Who knows? That may be to impress the other person, make themselves look in a different manner, to make them think they run in a relationship. I don't know. It all depends on what that person think about. Me personally, I don't do that. Me personally,
That's
I don't
it
do
is,
that.
Chill.
Yep.
It's just for show.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean.
That's not when you was younger. I'm hoping men, when they get older, don't still do that.
Well, you do have some. You got different men, different minds, different behaviors, all of that.
I mean, I think, you know, it's about social acceptance. You know, they front because they don't want, you know, to be ostracized by their peers. You know what I'm saying? And if you got a person that thinks so highly of what their friends think, that they got a front, like, you know, front in front of their friends, then one, they don't have no real friends, and two, you know, they some damn followers. You know, they really are not guided by self. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you got real friends, you don't have to front with them at all, period. And shoot, if you guided by self, you don't give a fuck what nobody say, even if your friends got something to say. Shoot, you just don't care. Say what you want. I still got a girl. Where's yours? You know. I still got my bitch, but you bitchless. Some bitch at a friend's say.
Wow.
Just depends if you're a person that care about what the next person think. If you're not that, then it really don't matter. You stay true to yourself and true to the other person. But
that's
some
so
people
true.
Do that. Some people may front that if they in love with a woman or whatever, and they may not want their friends to see that. So they may come off in a different manner when their friends around, but then once their friends are gone, they back to lovey-dovey again. So it just all depends on that person. Women do it sometimes too, so.
And that's true. And let me tell you what I don't understand, because this is the second question from her that all relates. And she said, why do men cheat, or why do they insist on giving a woman a title if they know they're obligated to cheat? And I agree with that, because that ties into men front. I don't understand, and let me say, I'm be careful and choose my words, because I know my male cousin's listening too, and I'm going to shout Scotty and them out who listen. But my thing is, I remember times when, if it's at a family function, if it's at a barbecue, a man will say and introduce, here go my girl. And I've said this on the show before, at a certain age, nobody should be introduced as their boyfriend or their girlfriend. Any in your 30s and 40s, that is just the stupidest thing to me. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. But the whole title thing, why do men do that with the whole title thing? And then what introduces this my girl or a friend, knowing they got somebody at home? That's part of her question. She sent in three questions. I would love to hear y'all answer on that.
Well, maybe it's to make the, I don't do that, but maybe it's to make that woman feel good. So who knows? And then some women just jump to some type of conclusions and put themselves in a certain give themselves a certain title or assume certain things. So I don't know. It just depends on that situation.
Well, you know, first of all, guys cheat or women and men cheat because they want to. And that goes with a character issue, integrity issue, and honor issue. And you really can't have a really straight answer on that because everybody's different. But it goes back to integrity, honor, and sincerity. Now, you know, giving a chick a title and still cheating on her, that also goes with a with a integrity and honor issue. Because if you're with somebody, you're with somebody. And really, you don't really have to cheat. I mean, you could just be honest with a person. And you got some chicks that wouldn't care. You know, you want to see other chicks on the side. We could just have an open relationship. I don't believe in that, but some chicks or some guys would agree to that. So there's no reason to. But, you know, so men cheat because women allow them to. I mean, if you think of, if you set standards, if you really, I mean, it's like this. Cheaters or users will know who to pull shit on and who not to pull that shit on. They always go for the weak and slow. They never go for the strong ones. They always go to weak and slow where they know they can get away with it. Therefore, you have to look at yourself, and then at the same time, it's also, you know, you have to set a standard where you say, okay, she don't mean I'm gonna fuck you up. And they'll look at you like, okay, I'm not, no, that bitch crazy. I'm saying, she might cut off my balls. You go, you act like a black male attraction chick, and they may think twice. You know, but if you, you know, just stand in some, you know, weak,
you it's know, just a risk, though, that some men take. It is a risk to give any woman a title that you know you're not going anywhere with, especially if you have a significant other at home. It makes absolutely no sense to me. And all her questions trying to get together, because the third last one that she asked is, why men can't fight temptation when a woman comes on to them? Again, that goes to knowing that you have someone. If a woman comes, I don't know if it's for the ego, to stroke the ego, or for a man to feel he still have it. But when another woman come on to him, why? I don't know. Because I don't know if it ever happened to you guys where y'all were able to fight temptation or you fell into it and end up cheating on your significant other in the long run.
Well, that's so why is self-control. That's self-control right there. If a person
can, I agree.
You know, you can't control your body, you know, which is very basic. You can't control your dick and your pussy. That shows you don't have no self-control. You don't got no self-discipline. So, I mean, you know, all this thing about temptation, you know, if you give into it, that means that you were weak-willed. You didn't have the will to overcome that. Everybody has the potential to overcome temptation and all of that. But, you know, that's also goes back to what we choose to allow to happen. You know, goes back to personal choice. You know, I can't do what you don't allow me to. You know?
That's true.
I can't be tempted if I don't let you tempt me. You
That's
know,
so true.
It's like, you know, it goes back to the person. You have to, you know, goes back to self-control and discipline. You have to also be observant if a person has self-control and self-discipline. You know, if you don't look for that, you know, when you're trying to establish a relationship, you know, then it's going to be like a surprise to you. But if you actually pay attention, people tell on themselves. So you can tell if somebody has self-control or not, you know.
That's so true. I agree with you on that. And Ms. Kiki, 27 of Rialto, California, want to ask you guys, would you commit to a woman who has had more than 10 sexual partners by the age of 25, the lady being 25? If not, why? And should it matter if you love her?
I mean, it really don't matter. People do it every single day, so. People do that every single day. Every single day. Some people make a big deal, some people don't. I mean, how can you blame somebody for whatever they did in the past? If that's what they did in the past,
that's
before
true.
They
and
met you,
that
then leave
person.
It. Leave it in the past. Leave it alone. You don't want to know, believe me. Leave it on, move along, enjoy what you got right now.
No, I agree with you, but some men can't. Some men can't leave it alone or be with a woman who've had maybe more sexual partners than they have. Because to be honest, I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it. I've been in a situation like that where he was honest with me and told me that he had a lot of sexual partners, but it was up to me to decide if I want to be with him. But to solve all that, hello, HIV test, and he respected me and he did that. And I appreciate that.
Exactly. See,
because you're playing with my life.
Exactly. See, I'm 25 as well. So, like I said, you have to be open with me and talk to me about that. Look, I don't have nothing to hide from you. I expect you to have the respect. You know, I see no details. I don't need no details unless I ask. You know, but I'm going to ask these questions. Me personally, I'm going to ask these questions. And, you know, if you can share with me and you can, it's like sharing yourself. If you can expose yourself for who you are, you know, and take off your supposed mask and just really who you are, then shoot, you know, what's the problem? But it also goes back to me wondering, and you can have more. 10 partners, it makes me wonder, you know, about you. Like, really, you know.
See, that's my thing. That's what I mean by that, why men, exactly, because that's the first thing. Not saying it goes into judgment, but some men would be wondering by the 20. Well, she's 27 now. I'm reading the thing. But if she have had more than 10 by 25, she's 27 now. And she just wondering why. Would you pass judgment on her? Could you still be committed in a relationship to her? And if not, she just wanted to know why.
It would probably have to be the same thing. Like if a man had more than 25 or 10, then why would it be for him to pass judgment if he did the same thing? So you
that's
have to look
point.
At it. It's a double. Can't look at it as, you know what I'm saying. It's a double standard.
I've had thousands and thousands myself. Chill. The truth is, the man who keeps it in his pants is more responsible. Generally, is perceived as being some weak punk by women. Not all. No, can be called not all police, but a lot of women. If a guy has been keeping it in his pants, they're gonna think, oh, he must be a lousy lover, whatever. What's wrong with him? The guy who's been the male slut, even though the women will say they're disgusted by that, they will be like, oh, well, if he's boned that many women, he must know what he's doing. It's unfair. It's a double standard, but this is one of the things that happened, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A man doesn't want to go with his girl. He doesn't want to have his girl. He's all booed up with her and everything. And he goes somewhere, and a whole bunch of guys are snickering. You know, every guy's like, hey, girl, how you doing? All the guys know her. Cause,
like, damn, you don't watch her?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Man, that bitch was on my. Man, I mean, she
okay.
Beat.
Let me give an example. Now, this is going to chafe a lot of egos, but follow me here. If a woman goes to a club, all right, she's with a man, women don't realize that she's with him, and she goes in the bathroom, she goes like, oh, man, did you see who Shantavis is with? Mm-hmm, girl. Oh, she better be watching her man, because, man, he knows how to put it down. Mm-hmm, yeah, girl, you know. She's going to walk out there, pop in her collar, and be like, man, I snagged the prize. If a guy goes in the bathroom, be like, yo, man, you see Shaniqua in there? Yeah, like, yeah, man, I pity that poor dude, man. If he only knew. Oh, yeah, man, back in the days in college, the whole football team, he ran a train on her and stuff. Oh, and that thing she does with her tongue, and she swallows. And poor dude realizes that she only has sex, you know, missionary position with the lights off with him, realizes that she tossed off the whole rugby team and stuff. He's going to feel like shit. I mean, it's unfair. It's a double standard, but that's how it is.
It is. It's not fair, but again, a woman just can't do what a man can do. She just can't. Because, like I said, if you, with so many different sexual partners, a woman, with different sizes and shape, you will get stretched out. And after a while, Kegels ain't going to do no good. You're going to need vaginoplasty. You cannot continue to do that over years. You can't. It takes a wear and tear on your body. It just
right out the knee pads.
Not only that, Shonda, it's also about self-love. I mean, I also have to wonder if you love yourself because you didn't let more than 10 niggas hit. I mean, it's like, you know, do you have any standards, you know, for these guys? I mean, I have to wonder that, you know, because do you set any standards? Do you value yourself enough to say, okay, I'm not going to let anybody just run up in me? So that's another reason why I would look at a chick different, you know, cross-eyed if she told me she had more than. I have to wonder that.
And especially if she had kids. If she's had kids by multiple partners, no man is going to want to wife up a woman who's had the semen of Pookie, Ray Ray, Dayquil, and Shante is doing a relay race in her vagina and uterus. I know it sounds harsh, but that's true.
No, not an ideal person. I mean, because that's going to be in the back of your mind, even if you did do it. I mean, nobody really wants that, but a lot of people don't think about stuff that they do when they're younger. Or previously to that.
But that's why maybe some women lie and don't tell men, so she don't get past judgment. Then you married to somebody you never knew had a past until, like y'all said, you run into some people, and then some of the guys know her. And see, I don't want Kiki to feel at 27 in Rialto. I know she's listening, but it is. I mean, it's honesty, and you need to know at 27 and at 25 you had that many. Really slow your roll. Slow your roll.
Like this. It's, you know, it's like cop, you know, that old saying on cops, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Now, you don't want nobody passing judgment on you. If you don't want nobody looking at you funny, then don't do the shit.
Exactly.
It's just as simple as that. If you don't want to be judged, if you don't want nobody passing judgment on you, you don't want nobody looking at you like you're some hoe, don't do it. It's just as simple as that. You know, you make these choices. Now, if you make these choices, you also have to think about the consequences of your choices. Now, if you have thought about the consequences and you accept that, then you really won't have no problem passing judgment on you because you know yourself, you know what you are, and you know what you ain't. You know, a hit dog will holler. You know what I'm saying? But it's just dang on elementary. I mean, shoot, look. If I don't want no chick calling me a hoe or a dog or a baby daddy or jailbait, I don't do shit that them niggas do. If you don't want nobody to, you know.
Did you say a hit dog will holler, Scholar?
Yeah, hit dog will holler.
You hear that?
That's true.
Hey, listen, listen closely. You hear that sound? You hear that?
Really, I can care less.
That's true.
Yeah, really, I can care less. I can care less what the next person think. All you can do is each and every man and every woman steady their own destiny. So if that's your case, that's your choice to do that, then, hey, that's what you got to live with, handle what you got to handle. Don't worry
and
about
that. And that's
the
it.
Person.
You got to be prepared with the consequences. Because, see, my thing is, when apparently I'm assuming that maybe she went on a date and met a guy that she liked, but then he said he loved her because she said, but it shouldn't matter if you love him. So if he said he loved you, then it shouldn't matter. But this is why we said on previous shows, whenever heat of an argument, that's what always come into play. But all them, and see, that's not right, because if she's opening up telling somebody that she's trying to start a relationship out of being honest because he asked how many sexual partners, and if he dealt with it then that was his choice to continue to deal with, and it's not right. If that's what he's bringing up later and throwing up in her face, it shouldn't matter. And that's what she was asking you guys. It shouldn't matter if you really love somebody, because if you did make that decision, though, to say, well, I knew you had 10 sexual partners, it's all good.
Well, then when you
get mad, you going to throw it up?
I mean, if he had more, that'd just be him being immature. So, I mean, he did have that choice to make that decision during the time. If he knew that, I mean, anybody can automatically can tell if a woman is either loose or gaining people done hit. You can look at her, how she acts and what she does sexually.
Here's
you know
a question,
that,
the folks.
Things that she will and won't do. What?
Here's a question, folks. Now, are we talking about are we talking situations where the man knew firsthand before he even got involved and loved her? Are we talking about cases where she waits till the guy's like falling in love and then
she met someone? And like I said, I was giving y'all the gist of the question, but she had sent me a email we were typing, you know, back and forth. And the fact is that he asked her how many people have she been with, and she told him she has had 10 by the age of 25. She's 27. So she was like, he said he loved me, so why does it matter now? Now it's matter. It matters. So she asking y'all, well, why should it matter if you love somebody?
Okay. What Donna said, did she, before he fell in love or after?
Well, she said she told him in the beginning. They had went out and he asked.
In the beginning?
In the beginning.
Hey, if it was in the beginning, then shoot. And he still loved her, then obviously it don't matter. Now, if it does matter now, then there's some hypocritical things going on.
Exactly.
That don't make no. You did have a
but
problem
that's what some
then.
Men do. Now, see,
oh,
men,
that'll be him
and,
being a hypocrite.
Kiki, it, thank you. And Kiki, I'm not trying to say this is what's going on because she's hurt. But my thing is, if he doing that now, he done met somebody else. This is my opinion. Because if it didn't matter in the beginning when you told him and he asked, well, how many, and they talking out over their date, and how many sexual partners you been, and he tell her and she say 10, by the time I'm 25, I'm 27, he say, cool, and we gone and we continue to talk, and then all of a sudden, out of blue, it matters, and you said you love me in the beginning. You met somebody.
Also, you could say, has he heard anything about
that's true, too. That's true, too.
You know, her past encounters. Like, somebody just said something, and then you know, oh, shit, that's my girl. That can, you know, that's another thing. You don't want your past biting your, you know, mate in the ass because some stuff you didn't do, and then they hear it, and they're like, what?
But okay,
no,
Skylar, if he did hear that, my thing is, when she told him she had 10, he should have knew. I mean, I ain't saying he knew. Hopefully, it ain't nobody he had. His friends are homeboys. But the thing is, 10, he should have said, well, you know what? Let me marinate on that. Let me think about that for a while. Or he should have stopped it right then and there on a date. That's not what I'm looking for.
So he can't be mad because he wants 9 times out of 10. He probably didn't. He just accepted it because he was trying to hit and trying to get to a certain spot.
See,
then when he got to the point to where he started thinking about it, which basically puts him in violation once he started thinking about what he would really want as far as having a woman, then he changed his mind, and that was the scenario. So, I mean, he was wrong from the beginning. She didn't really do nothing wrong. She did.
It's like them dang on freak-ass simps that try to get with strippers. And then, you know, they be like, oh, I won't judge you. And then all of a sudden, you know, you date a stripper. And you're like, oh, no, you got to quit. You got to stop.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let me ask you guys
we
this
got Uncle
question.
Smitty. Uncle Smitty is on the line.
Okay.
We might need to have him answer some of that. Because I'm pretty sure he got an opinion. Right, T. Smitty?
Of course, I always do. And let y'all know. I won a lot of money on Oklahoma State blowing the doors off Texas yesterday.
Hold it. You talking about Oklahoma State? What the hell happened to your Crimson Tide? What? You can't be bragging now about
that?
See,
what happens, what happens is Sports Handicapper 101 says you never bet on your favorite team. But with the point spread, that is. You don't do that.
That's what I was going to say. Dang, you let Crimson go?
I ain't letting it go, but I don't bet on a team with the point spread. Hey, you don't see Chill betting on the Lakers with a point spread. He's wanting to win straight up. You know?
I'm sorry.
Hey, because,
T. Smitty. I got to rebuke you. I'm sorry, T. Smitty.
Uh-oh.
Father, we come to you right now. We come humbly begging for forgiveness for our brother T. Smitty. Jesus, please touch that boy and smack some sense into him.
I have a gambling
heart.
He
can't be talking about Alabama Crimson Tide all year and then switching it up like that. Jesus, please forgive him.
No, I don't
switch.
You
should not sacrifice your life for that kind of foolishness. You know me, if I bet it, see, then spiritual something. Amen.
Oh, y'all so wrong on so many levels.
Hold on. See, I need to help our fellow third country national here right quick. This ain't soccer. If there's cheese on the line, I'm putting my resources behind that team to make that cheese. Hey, they ain't no loyalty. They making me money. But, all right, what was the question?
Okay, it was from Kiki. And she's from Rialto, and she said, would you commit to a woman who has had more than 10 sexual partners by the age of 25? If not, why? And it shouldn't matter if you love her.
Well, I'm going to be real. They're going to lie to you anyway. Two, a lot of those girls that have been in college, I don't put people on game. Just because a woman doesn't have a kid doesn't mean that she's not a whore. A lot of women that have gone to college are some of the biggest whores out there. See, to me, that part of that initiation checklist from the Kappas and the Qs, you know, and other fraternities out there. So my thing is this. If you know men aren't going to like that, the man you want to marry, why do it in the first place? That's the problem. And let's be real. And I know they're going to say men do it too, but a lot of men that slept with hundreds of women they regret it themselves. I'm sorry, they do regret it. I've talked to men that had hundreds of women. They regret it. And to me, a woman, I feel like that you got to respect your body who comes in your body because you got the last line of defense. And so my thing is this. If they, by 25, 10 dudes when she started, and like I said, she got, to me, especially with the diseases out there, the pregnancies, all that stuff out there, you got to be a little more responsible with who you with. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, life ain't a Tyler Perry movie. So don't get mad if that man says no to it because, hey, we all have a preference.
That's true, too. Well, since you're on the line, let me ask y'all this question from Maryland. She's 23 and she's from New York. She said, if you have a voracious appetite for sex, how would you ask your significant other to have a threesome? Why? Without hurting your relationship. You can't.
You
it's gonna hurt it. Okay, let me stop. She asked y'all. Okay, go ahead.
I said, I ain't no way you can. You're gonna hurt your relationship because
exactly.
It's always gonna be something.
Right.
You bring another man or a woman in there, you're gonna have problems later down the line. So are you tearing it up? Do you even want to do that?
You get that out of the way before you commit, and don't say a word about you doing it either. No man wants a woman that had a train ran on her yet at the wedding, and me and my homeboy giving dap because he ran a train on her. Not gonna happen. Not a good look, ladies.
Ain't gonna respect her.
Yeah,
well, she used a big word to really make an example of a whole sex appetite, because that just don't make no sense. All of a sudden, you say you got a voracious sexual appetite, and you want to do another, you want to do a threesome.
Without hurting her relationship.
I think you always wanted to do it, and now,
Well, be honest, Scarlett. Y'all don't think that's some man's dream? Y'all don't think some men would like that? Okay.
Okay, Uncle Don Calypso got that one.
Been there, done that. Many times.
Guys,
they got the bumper sticker. Been there, done it many times.
Okay, so
got
the
book,
threesome
t-shirt,
is something
hat.
You do. You do a threesome with a friends with benefits or a jump off. You do not do a threesome with your main squeeze, your main lady. So if a woman's got that much of a voracious appetite and she wants to do a threesome, she should do that when she's single and she got a couple of bed buddies. Not that I recommend doing it, but you don't do that in a relationship. You're going to screw it up. Bottom line.
Automatically.
Yeah, because a friend should bring in maybe hotter
rating. I agree with that.
I
definitely
agree
with that.
I'm
just like, wow.
Also, if you came into the relationship, conservative, that's how it should be. Sexually conservative, all of a sudden, I don't know that her relationship or anything, but if she came into the relationship conservative-like, then, don't try to change the script in life. We have a threesome. That can also make me, okay, who are you? This is not the same girl I've been with. You know what I'm saying?
Can I help you out, Scholar? Hey, I'm going to go ahead and do this Smitty talk right here to a young lady. If it's two dudes and you, there ain't no threesome. It's a term that we call back home in Alabama, probably being set out, and it's a train. Ain't no art about it. Just be careful on that, and plus, men talk. It will spread, but, I know her. We ran that train on her. I'm telling you, just be careful of that stuff because you can have a voracious appetite. Hey, I got to ask that. Everybody's lying about a voracious appetite, But there's certain things we won't do because we know it may jeopardize the relationship.
Exactly. And your life,
now,
too.
Yeah,
I got something to say. Ladies, let me say this to the ladies. If you have a voracious sexual appetite, you want a lot of good sex, first of all, there are plenty of products you can buy for your man so he gets a quick bounce back time, first of all. Then, for the gentleman, if you got a woman with a voracious sexual appetite, consider a vibrating dildo to be like a lightsaber to a Jedi. It's a tool to help you enhance her pleasure. She wants the feeling of another dick. Get a vibrating dildo and add it to the stuff. Don't bring another person. I'm sorry. And if a person is so insistent that they want it, they are not committed to their relationship. I don't give a damn what people say, even if they're in an alternative lifestyle, if they're offended. If you feel that you want some, you want to have variety, don't be in a commitment. You know, have friends with benefits.
I agree with that.
But don't be in a commitment. And don't breed either.
Also you got to know that there are diseases out there, and you can get, if this is a, two girls and a guy, you can get, sexually transmitted diseases from, eating pussy. I'm sorry, from a girl on girl, threesome type of thing. So, if you just be safe, wrap it up, put some damn Lysol.
Please do it.
So
and let me say this. I appreciate y'all honesty because, again, I cannot stress enough, there is teenagers that listen to this show, and I don't want them to think that anything about this is okay. You have to be safe because people are dying, that something that used to be so beautiful can kill you. So don't be recreational with it. Really, and to tell them not to do it is just unrealistic anyway.
Okay,
so
Queen, let me do another thing. In order to not only help give people some solution, but also to help promote other good BTR shows, there is another show. Now, for those of you who are 18 or older, it's called Sex, Let's Make It Better. It's blogtalkradio.com/sex, Let's Make It Better, one word, no apostrophes. And if you can't spell it, go ahead, Butter Running Chainsaw. And also, they have a Facebook group. Facebook.com/sexlmib. Sex, Let's Make It Better. Or just run a search for it.
Say
one
that one more time,
because
they do listen.
Sex,
say it one more time, Don.
Sex, Let's Make It Better. Just look it up on BTR and look it up on Facebook. One of their co-hosts, I think her name is Holly. She has a site, I think something like Passion Parties by Holly or something. She will hook
and Ms.
you up
Optimism
with some sex
do
toys.
Too. She has
and
Passion
Ms. Optimism
parties
is also a Passion Party consultant.
Yes.
Get your toys and get your rocks off like that. Do not go trying to do the whole multiple partner thing, because you will regret it. And when you meet Mr. Goodbar, that guy that would be the perfect husband, and when he finds out that part about your past, because you want to be totally honest, and he decides he can't handle it, you will regret it. That's all.
See,
I got.
And that's the part that we did last week. So that means men and women can't be honest, because now she got the lie. She can't say how many sexual partners she had, because men is not going to be interested. She's going to be called a hoe. She's going to be labeled. See?
Objection.
So honesty don't always
work. Some guys can't handle it. Some guys might be like, you know what, I was quite the male slut myself, but not most guys won't. There are a few, but she'll have to, again, now I got to plug Alan Roger Curry on blogradio.com/mode1. Alan Roger Curry has his one book, Mode 1, Let the Women Know What You're Really Thinking, and another book called Upfront and Straightforward. The philosophy he teaches is that you got to be upfront and straightforward about what your intentions are, whether you're man or woman. If you meet with someone, if you want to just have sex, or if you want a commitment, let it be known. Don't lie. Don't try to manipulate, because when you manipulate, you open yourself to be manipulated. So, ladies, if you've had multiple sex partners, most guys may not accept it, but you will find that guy who will. But you just got to accept the fact that there are consequences to your actions.
Yeah,
and let me
ask
you guys this, and I'm going to start off with you, T. Smitty, because I really like this question from Jayla. She's 40 years old from Maine. I like this. She said, what happened?
Black folks in Maine?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that. Damn. Okay,
and she had tweeted me, and she texted me yesterday because I had asked a question then about the show and any questions that they wanted to ask the men on the panel. Feel free to, and I love this question. It's like, what happened to traditional values in men? and what is traditional values to each of you? What does it mean to you? Let's start off with you, T. Smitty, first.
All right. First, before I answer the question, I was saying that I had a personal experience with a woman, and, like, I met her and stuff, and she told me she got it in while she was in the Army. A lot of military women do get it in. She got it in, trained, threesomes, three women, all that stuff, this on drugs, all kind of stuff. And then she can't have no more kids. She had two and got her tubes tied. And she gets mad because every guy she meets don't want to be with her. Main reason is because she lost kids and how she got it in. So I tell everyone, before I answer this question, you can do whatever you want. You're grown. But don't get mad. You don't get the results you want. But the question, to answer your question, I feel like the reason traditional values in men have been lost, and mind you, I'm from the South, so we got these values for the most part, it's because women take too little. We don't have to do anything to get the woman's body. We don't have to do
anything.
Okay,
elaborate on that a little bit. You said take too little. Elaborate on that a little, because, again, we got teenagers listening. They need to know this.
Okay, I help you out.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of times, when everybody talks about courting, or my friend says coating, usually that man has to date that woman, get to know that woman, pick her brain. Honestly, he used that to be the best man before he could take that woman out, meaning he ain't no scallywag off the street, any old dude. But a lot of times, a lot of women will give up their bodies and their heart for a ham sandwich. That's all they get. Or they get their frozen pizza, get their back blown down on the couch.
No, or a bacon sandwich with no bread, as Ronan so kindly explained before.
Hold on. What I'm saying is, that a lot of them are looking for that commitment, but these men aren't showing anything, and these men are getting the best out of these women, what these women sacred most, their bodies and their heart, with no effort from that man. That man has done nothing to show you what type of man he is, but he's getting it off. So why should I court that woman if I don't have to do anything? If I don't have to quarter, I'm going to do a better example. If I see a shirt that's 40% off, why the hell am I going to pay full price for it if I can get the shirt for 40% off?
That's a good analogy. T. Smith, since you just said where you from, but okay, even if you have values introduced, so you don't want to use them because she don't have it. So that's what I said. There's no more opening the doors anymore in the car. All the traditional calling in to see, walking a woman to the door to see if she has, all that's gone. And in California, you can really forget it.
A lot of women aren't deserving of it. A lot of them aren't deserving of it. And that's the problem. Every woman thinks they're deserving of that treatment. What they got to understand is, one, like I said before, these men ain't got to put forth no effort. Two, here's maybe how you come off as that man. Say, oh, man, I'm going to treat her like a lady, whatever. You know, and that's just the way you may come off, because a lot of men, we ain't talking about the simps or the men in Tyler Perry movies. We ain't talking about them. Men,
and why do y'all do that?
Who they spend their
time. Why y'all do that and bash men in Tyler Perry movies? Y'all, oh, my goodness.
Hey, that'd be another show. But what
he
I'm
wouldn't
that
write movies like
time.
That if it wasn't men like that.
But
y'all
see,
be going
look
hard
at
on Tyler Perry, but finish your point, T. Smitty.
All right, but see, the point is men take seriously who they spend their time and their money on. And that lady, she has to be fitting of who we spend our time and money on, because time is very important on men. And we will open those doors for that woman we feel is our lady. But as many women, we don't even want to take them out. We'll go to their house so we can leave. And that's the thing ladies got to understand.
Let me hear the rest of y'all quick, because I'm.
Go
ahead.
You know, traditional values in men have gone because, well, one, there's no fathers in the home to teach traditional values. The women abandon their own traditional values and don't uphold traditional values in men when they select, you know, be in relationships. You know, so there's a plethora of reasons. Not only that, you know, your society doesn't hold traditional values, and it's not taught to the young, and it's not understood by the young. It's just seen as obsolete. It's not needed no more, when obviously in our community and in our society is greatly needed. Now, traditional values to me, you know, because I'm going to answer the other part of her question, is, you know, to, as a man, is to be, you know, give respect to others and as they do you, do all that I can for my family, you know, take care of the future generation and teach the future generation. Also, you know, be a help me to my wife and a strong partner and builder in my marriage to, you know, basically be a upstanding citizen, have honor, respect, tell the truth, and teach these values as well, uphold these values, you know, to the day I die, you know, also stay true to myself, stay, you know, and don't be corrupt and unwavering in my judgments or hypocritical, help the elderly, you know, be careful.
That's gone.
You know, that's to me, those are traditional values.
I agree. But it's gone.
I mean, you still have people that'll do that, though. But then, but it's a lot who don't.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask y'all a question?
What?
Yeah.
All right, cause I know Chill has daughters. Without my point about being the best, Chill, I don't know how old your daughters are, but when they have to bring a boy home to date, I bet you screen the hell out of them, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's lost cut. So y'all remember how the platinum, your dad, when you had to bring a boy home to date, they had to meet dad first, right?
Yeah, and my sister in the chat room, and she know. My daddy didn't play that. You could not go past the living room. Let me tell you, it was an incident. Me and my sister had a friend used to come over. He was a guy. They stayed next door to us. I don't know. She might have moved to Alabama by then. But he came over. My mother would let us in, but, oh, he got to be gone before your daddy get off from work. My daddy came home one day and said, oh, you going to start paying damn rent. You here more than I am. Guy never came back no more. But my father was like, he was like, he don't go past the living room. He do not, is disrespectful. You sit in the living room, y'all sit and talk. My dad didn't even want us to go sit out on the porch because he couldn't see and he couldn't hear. So you had to be in the house in the living room. You could not go past the living room. You couldn't. My father wouldn't have it. He was real old school, you know, and traditional with it. And I still have those values that I instill in my daughter. And she don't understand, when they get 20 anything, they don't even understand what courting is, dating or any of that. And see, like I tell my daughter and the young girls that are listening, there's no way you should be having sex young anyway. He can't pay for you a room to even disrespect, for him to even ask you to disrespect your mother house, to want to have sex in your mother house, in the back of his car. Have more respect for yourself, because to me, he ain't nothing anyway. And what can he really do anything for you at a teenager? It's so much you don't have came into yourself or know who you are to even play with your body like that. That's the thing that get me, and I don't understand young girls that do it in behind football fields, bleachers, all that was going on when I was in school. I don't even understand grown women that do it. When you have men coming in your house where you have kids, my thing is with all the hotels and motels, take you there. That's where you see where his mind at, because 9 times out of 10, he ain't going to want to come out the pocket anyway to go get a room. He's going to be like, you got your own spot anyway, Miss Independent. So my thing is, but see, I'm saying, with men coming in and out, if you got kids in the house, that's who watching that and seeing that. So you can't get mad with what you showing your kids, and they end up doing the same thing.
They're gonna imitate kids, a good observer.
Exactly. Exactly.
Guess who's also a good observer? That man who may be dating that woman, seeing how she raising her kids, and he'll be like, I'm just gonna smash this and keep it moving. She let me in his house for 2 days. She got kids at home. But I tell women this, girls this. Notice the girls at school, probably your school, who the boys want to be with and just want to sleep with. Or when you get older, the type of women that every guy wants to marry than every girl they just want to sleep with. Just look at entertainment. You don't hear no man say they want to marry Nicki Minaj or train other women. They just want to sleep with her. They just look at the type of women in entertainment they say they'll marry. So just understand how you carry yourself, because they're going to talk about you. You do it behind the dumpster, the bleachers, whatever, they're going to talk about you. We're going to talk. I've done it. We talk. And your name is smeared. I'm sorry it is. But that girl who may not be giving up and that boy say he leaves, to hell with him. But your name is so, your name is the most valuable thing on your name, your good rep. Because every boy will be like, oh, she ain't giving up, but she respects herself. That whole 21st century crap, they say things will change. A lot of stuff will stay the same. And it's how a man perceives a woman to be his wife, because we represent each other. And that's exactly what women got to understand, because a short-term decision, like getting pregnant by a boy that works at Chuck E. Cheese, can affect you long-term, because you got to understand also, you can't take care of no baby making minimum wage. I'm sorry, love's going to go so far. And that stuff, and you got to know who you're messing with, because you may get pregnant or stuff like that. Just understand that, because when there's choices, there ain't no complaints, people.
Yeah, we as women just got to make better decisions. Real talk, we do. We really got to, because I'm going to tell you why it's funny that you mentioned the Tyler Perry Color movie. There was a post on Facebook that a lady said that I'm just so tired of Tyler Perry and these negative images and things that he do of black women. And I had to tell her sister, with all due respect, if women wasn't carrying themselves like that, he wouldn't have nothing to write about. He didn't write the book. He just did the movie. The book was written from something, but there is women. There is women who are promiscuous. There are women in abusive relationships that deal with, however choose to deal with, they're in it. So there is stereotype, just there is men, that y'all think some of the men are soft that he write about in the movies, but there are some men like that. So people keep saying stereotypes. It's not stereotypes when it's real.
Exactly.
Sean, I still say fuck out there.
I hear you. I hear you, and I respect your opinion and your decision. But, again, for real, Scarlett, he could not write about those men and women if it wasn't real.
Well.
You know.
Okay. If that's the case, I should have a goddamn movie called For Color Boys, and I would show all the fucked up shit women do. And it's out there. But do you see it? No. You don't.
No one.
Okay.
You know what?
And let me say this, because I don't even want to give the movie away for the people who haven't seen it, but we've talked about this previous on this show time and time again. There's an incident, okay, even in, let's say, the trailer for the movie. Everybody's seen the trailer when Janet Jackson is sitting on the bed and she's talking to her husband and she's upset. Okay. I just want to say this. There's a reason, even though some black women get a bad rap, the fact is, her husband gave her HIV. He was sleeping with other men with the whole download thing. So that's what I'm saying. When some men came out saying, we're going to write a movie called Color Men. Y'all should do that. Men should do that. If you're tired of these stereotypes and you're not that, but there is some men living their life the way that he write in the movie. And I understand what T. Smith is saying when he's saying, but he never show how some of the women get over him. Really, look at what we're talking about now, T. Smitty. Y'all even said it best sometime on your show. Some women never do get over. Some women are, want to call them broken dolls. And some are broken dolls.
But you also have to look at the message of the movie. See, That's another thing, you know. It's okay to enjoy movies and all that, but you also have to pay attention to the message. And that's why I have a problem with not only Tyler Perry movie, but a lot of movies that Hollywood makes, because I pay attention to the message and I see the hidden message behind those type of movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, the message is more important than just the movie itself, because it says what it's really saying. And that movie just says that really what black women always say. Black men ain't shit. All we got is each other. I've been hurt, so this is why I am the way that I am. You know, there's no
there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It's still just dark. It's still just darkness.
Wait,
there got to be some goddamn light at the end of the tunnel.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's the headlamp of an oncoming train.
But, hey, Quinn, I tell y'all this. The problem is, I watched this Color Girl movie, and the problem is, like I said, I was telling, like, Taz on his.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine Fisher went through, like, a lot of that same stuff those women went through in that movie.
That's
but
true.
But he got over it. He got the help for it. But you don't see no one saying, oh, man, that's great stuff. No one talks about that. And the
because
problem
T.
is.
Smitty, let's be honest, T. Smitty. If you ask a black person that you know got problems and issues to see where he's seen a therapist, black people think you got to be crazy to see a therapist. And it is nothing wrong with going to see somebody about your problems other than your girlfriend who can't really give you advice because she just as screwed up as the situation
Perhaps
you
in. Perhaps in a barrel. Hey, black people, I tell y'all this. There's a little thing called HIPAA laws, which means the only person that can know about it is your therapist. Not
exactly.
The pastor, your therapist. Now, half the time, the pastor trying to sleep with y'all anyway.
And true.
And the pastor get more pussy than a regular guy on the street. But anyway, but the thing is, it's like those images. My thing is, to me, I hear a lot of women say, I identify with that. But I'm like, this dude hurt you 6 years ago. Get over it. I'm like, at the same time, I tell women this also. If you bring that hurt to a guy like me, to be honest, yes, messed up, you got hurt. But at the same time, I don't care. I'm just being real
wow.
with you. Check your baggage when you get with me.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't care about their problem.
That's so not. How can you not care if you talking to somebody that you're trying to build a relationship with?
I want to build
it
with her.
If she
want
to come talk to you, how can you say you don't care?
I kind of understand what he's saying to a certain degree.
Yeah,
but I mean,
how?
if you starting a relationship, and that's your old baggage, you need to throw them old baggage away if you're trying to start a new relationship. Because if you're not, there's no way you possibly can start a new relationship if you're still carrying old bags.
That's
true. Let it go. Plus, that's not fair to the new person that you're connecting up with. How can you expect, you know, anything to come out of that if you're still holding on to something else? So that means
okay,
the other
so how would y'all tell her to let that baggage go?
Let it go.
How would
Simple
y'all
as,
tell her? Because, I mean, be honest.
Well, you would,
men
I
do
I would
it
listen
too.
To the person.
Men
I would
do
listen,
it too.
I would listen to the person. I would listen to the person and listen to everything they said, then I would break it down. Well, you're not with that person anymore. You don't need to be with the person anymore. Then you're in a better place, so let that go. Every person is not the same. Every woman that's been hurt by a man, the same thing vice versa for men that's been hurt by women. Not every man is the same, and not every woman is that same way of them people that you dealt with. So therefore, go at your next relationship when you decide to do that at a different angle. Pick a different choice of person and take your time and look at that person to pick the things that you like about that person to make sure you can make that good decision.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, though, and my thing is also, women got to understand this. One, ain't no point giving your heart and energy to a person that doesn't give a damn about you moved on with their lives. Because the sun still goes up, the sun still rising, he's setting away, still got to go to work on Monday morning. But the thing is, I know women that straight told me that they felt like they missed out on Mr. Right because they were still worrying about Mr. Wrong. They did them wrong and moved on with other women. So, see, the thing is, Mr. Right may come along. Because a lot don't say God going to send him a man. God may have sent you that man. But it's up to you to take that man. And you have to be right to receive that man. And to be honest, and to be being that strong black woman you hear about, get that help. Get whatever help you may need. You don't have to tell anybody you're getting help. Just go on your own.
That's true.
And,
I agree with
and
that.
That's the thing. Because how bad do you want to find happiness and find love? Because to be honest, me as a single man who has a lot of options out there in life, not saying the best thing is sliced bread, but it's how I live my life. Why am I going to get with a woman here and try to do the reclamation project over here, do rebuild over here, while I can be with a woman who may have been hurt because we all been done wrong. But she got her mind back in order and checked the baggage. I'm going to go over there to the woman that checked the baggage. It doesn't matter how fine you are or anything like that. if you ain't right upstairs and ain't healed those wounds, we ain't talking about putting a Band-Aid over a deep wound. We're talking about putting stitches in it. Because you put the Band-Aid, still the blood's still going to seep out. Man ain't going to, a lot of men ain't going to deal with it. And that's the thing. If a man says he's going to deal with it, he might just sleep with you. I'm just being real.
T. Smith, there's something else you got to add about that as far as dealing with the hurt. Usually, who's the, not always, okay, so don't call the not all police, but more often than not, who's the guy who caused all those problems anyways, that broke her heart and everything? That's usually Pookie, Ray Ray, Dayquil, Shantavious. But yeah,
Rob,
they come, you know, they come to the
Bobby
come to
Brown.
The guy, they come to a T. Smitty or a Scholar or a Chili Chill to complain about this stuff when they went for the guy who was the antithesis. Not always, but too often.
Well, I would say like this. You got to take some responsibility for your actions. You know, you didn't, I mean, you have to really go, like I said one time on the show, you got to go into that dark place and deal with yourself. There's nothing wrong with getting help. They can guide you, you know, to deal with these problems. But you have to make the choice yourself to deal with these issues, because I can't do it for you, because it's not me. I'm not in your body. You are. These problems are yours. You know, these issues are yours. You got yourself into this mess, get yourself out. You think that you are helpless, and you're not. You can get yourself out of these issues. You can stop. You can let go of your baggage if you want to. All you have to do is make that decision for yourself and say, I'm letting go. It's as simple as that. You go into that dark place. You look at yourself, you know, and not be afraid to speak and not be afraid to find what you see about yourself. You know, ain't nobody
that's
messed
true.
Up your self-esteem. It's called self-esteem. It's esteem. It's your motherfucking self. You know? I mean, come on.
That's true.
You know, I can't help you with these problems. I can be there. But at the end of the day, you got to deal with these problems yourself, as do we all. You know, I can
that's
be
true.
There and give you some kind of support. But also, you have to look at these women that go through these things. You have to look at them and wonder, okay, what made you keep going when you should have left? I have to wonder that about, because, like I said, it just didn't happen overnight. Not only
that,
you had to make a choice whether to go or stay. So I have to look at your personal choices as well. You know, all these, man hurt me, and a man did this to me. Also, what were your personal choices that allowed him to do that to you?
Exactly.
He can't get away with, like I said, he can't get away with what you don't allow him to. So you have to look at yourself and wonder, what did I do or what decisions did I make to allow him to hurt me? You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Well, I don't know if it was you or T. Smitty said, but sometimes, Scholar, it just comes from low self-esteem or just want to say you got a man than no man at all. I really do, because I don't understand either how some women can wake up 17, 15 years later and be like, I just don't understand, why would he do this to me? It ain't what he did, it's what you allowed him to do.
Exactly.
Because we all got choices, we do. And you hear a lot of women say that when he ain't no good, he a deadbeat dad, but then you chose to have another kid and another kid with the same deadbeat dad. And he ain't changed yet, he's not going to change. But that's why I said, for real, it's time for women to start taking responsibility for our own actions. We cannot continue to blame men when we're in it just as much as it is with them, and you just have to really stop. You know, because you can only fix you. You can't fix that man. You can only fix you.
Also, you have to as well get your damn grown woman on. You got to be a goddamn woman.
That's
I mean,
true.
Really, I say that, you know, some women think, you know, I'm a woman. No, it's also getting your grown woman on, because, you know, you got a lot of women that's older and they still have the mindset of children. Like, you know, like we were talking about, you know, the man did this to me, the man did that.
pity mentality like you do nothing wrong. You know, people ain't going to treat you like no kid if you don't act like one. Get your grown woman on. You know, be a mature adult. Stop getting into these high school relationships and you goddamn 35. What the fuck? You should be going on to the next level. You should get more. I mean, come on, son. Come on.
Yeah.
Just really, come on.
Sometimes they got to charge to the game. And sometimes women have to charge it to the game sometimes. Hey, he cheated on me. Okay, charge to the game. Man, we do it all the time. Hell, we can't complain because we be called some soft-ass bitches. So we got to move on and charge to the game.
And
I tell y'all,
and let me ask you that, since you just said that, that leads to this question. So let me ask you to start it off, TC, because that's perfect. It leads to this question. It's from a woman's group. It say, if a man has a good woman, why do they need more to have more than one woman? If you already got a good woman, why you need another one?
I'm gonna help women out on this one. You may not be good for that man. That's the thing. That's the problem. A lot of these sisters think, I'm a good black woman. I'm a good woman. You may not be good to that man. And that's what you got to understand, because good is objective. It's in the eyes of the beholder. You may not have what that man wants.
That's true.
Because I'll be honest, I'm not marrying a woman that can't cook or having a woman to learn how to cook. I'm sorry. That means she ain't good to me. I'm sorry. She can't have kids. She ain't good to me. She may be a nice person. She may help old people. She don't kick puppies. You know, she'll still be a good person. But there may be certain things to you that may not be good for that person. Now, at the same time, if you feel like that man's not giving you what you want, it is up to you to exit that situation. Now, let's be real.
Okay, what's good to you? Because what's good to you, T-City, may not be good to Chill, Scholar, or Dime. What you consider a good woman?
Well, first, hopefully you cook today. Hopefully, but but honestly, I like a woman.
Barack Obama, and I approve that one.
Yes, I like a woman that is cultured. That means she wants to travel out to a place besides Jamaica. You know, that she's cultured, that she wants to do other things in life, that's intelligent, that respects family. It doesn't view having a family as a job or a burden. And respects me as the man of that household and the captain of the ship and have a good values. Because that has nothing to do with how fat her ass is. Now, I don't want no fat woman, but that ain't nothing to do with how fat she is.
Oh, that was one of the questions. Oh, y'all ain't right. Oh, man.
Hey, I don't like women I got to bend my knees to pick up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, I mean to ask that question is like, what you
well,
think?
Well, I won't go into that question, but okay, what's good?
Well, Shonda, I will also have to say, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, what you're looking for in a woman, but at the same time, really, you're not really looking for a woman. You're looking for the woman or the man. You have to ask yourself, is this man or woman for me? That's why I was telling you that time, some women and some men got women and men that ain't theirs. They for somebody else. You gotta look at that person and say,
I like
this
that
person
too,
for me.
You said that. That's a good
is
point.
Is this person for me? Is this me right here? See, I can tell you what I want in a woman, but I'm honest with myself and say, I'm looking for a woman. I'm not looking for somebody that's a goddamn carbon copy. I'm looking for the goddamn original. And that woman is unique, and there's only one. You know, you can have, you know, these certain standards or certain things that I'm for, but to have that next understanding, that's something that not every woman can give you. That understanding, that love, that it factor. You know, it's something that really can't be explained. You really can't tell nobody about it. It's just there, you know. So it's one thing to look for a woman, but it's also a different thing if you're really serious about it. You're looking for that woman, and you're looking for the man, you know. You're just not looking just for any, you know, settling, you know, subpar chick. It's like, close enough, you know, you really no holds barred. You going for the whole nine, you know, full steam ahead. You know, you really about what you want.
Okay, but let me ask you guys this, because I want to know what Chill and Don and thought about what's a good woman then. But, okay, so what you're saying, too, T. Smitty, is because if you had a good woman, I don't think a man would cheat. But
I'm going to lock her down.
Okay.
I'm locking her down with the quickness. And like, you know this, you've been through this. All women got to understand, if, like I'm taking back what Scholar said, once that man finds that woman, that good woman, because we know women are hard to find. Women are like a blue diamond. Yeah, like sometimes you're gonna find, they're not walking around everywhere. You're gonna lock that down with the quickness.
That's true.
And any man is lying, know what I'm talking about. You're gonna lock that woman down with the quickness. You know, that's a good woman, that's a red catch, and you don't want that next man getting it. Cause I made
that's rad, boss. I've done snatched up mine, boss.
Hey, cause my brother-in-law wanted to marry my sister in like in a month. He was hooked. He proposed in 6 months. He told me that. And so, like, if you identify that woman as the one, oh, we locking that down.
Yeah, you're right about that. That is true. Because that's why I said what's good to you may not be a good woman to the next man. But that was her question, just wonder why do they say, well, you know, I got a woman at home, but then you hollering at this one. But, okay, ladies, let me say this. But when he say that to you, rather if you at a bar, dinner, wherever, if he say he got a woman at home, then what are you saying about yourself to still want to talk to him? That's what you say, kick rocks.
That's what gets the most ass. That's what gets the most ass. I kid you not. Married men. And they wear their ring. And don't let women lie to you. Lie don't know. I have friends of mine, guys I know. We go out. They got their rings on. They don't pick up the women. But women will come up to them. Seeing the wedding ring on their hand. And that's like a check magnet. And what?
Wow.
And like, and you know what's up. Like, you know what's up. So my thing is, why complain? Because I tell women all the time, straight up, if I don't want them like that, hey, I just want you for sex. And what happens? A lot of times they want to change into more than that. So I think a lot of women got to understand, that man has a woman. He going to do the same thing to you.
But he may not, I guess he may not be happy, though, either.
Well, see, I tell you this also. Women, if you know that man, like, let's say if a man been with her, been to do like 8 years or whatever, not married, it's up to you. If you want to get married, it's up to you to exit that situation sometimes, too. Stop waiting on a man to leave you. If you're not happy, you leave. But that takes a lot of
strength. I agree with you on that, too.
Yeah.
I do agree with you on that, too. And since you said about Wick, there's a, like, now, see, I don't even want to call her name because you've done pointed out the thick sisters. She said, why are men loving thick women behind closed doors, but like don't want to be out in public with them? What's up with that?
It's like riding a moped.
Wait a minute. Back up. Hold up. Pump the brakes.
It's like riding a moped. It's fun until your buddies catch you doing it.
Damn.
God. But seriously, though, I tell you this seriously. In my position, I don't do big women. I don't find them attractive.
Have you ever? Don't lie. Be honest.
I tried.
I tried to do it.
Because some men do and be ashamed and don't want to tell nobody.
I'll be honest. In desperation, I have in my simp days. And
wow,
it
in desperation. No, you didn't.
I'm not lying. Do you want the truth or the ugly truth?
Yes, I want the truth, but geez.
But, you know.
She's listening.
I mean,
and y'all is being so crude.
Well, look, I don't believe in political correctness. That's an American thing, you know. Where I'm from, we don't do political correctness. But, no, seriously. But I would, I mean, and here's a funny thing. It was something where it was just a jump-off situation, but she caught feelings.
Damn.
And you didn't.
But again, that was like back in high school. But like that was back in the early year undergrad. But seriously, though, I mean, let's say I was single. I had not met Mrs. Don Calypso. Would I get with someone who's overweight? No. Would I try to lie to them just to get some sex and stuff? Hell no, because I understand now that you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Okay, somebody in chat room say y'all got problems, not the big woman.
Man, I just tell you, it's like this.
I mean, but to each his own. But, I mean, let me tell y'all, because I've known males in my family who, okay, because see, what y'all consider big or thick may not be to the next man. But some do and be embarrassed and shame and end up really having feelings but don't want, like Don said, they homeboys. No shame to bring her around and everything, but you're calling her when your boys ain't around. That ain't right.
Let me put it this way. You're right. There's a difference. What people consider thick, big, it varies from individual to individual. You can have a woman, you know, she's a size 20 or whatever, but as far as her figure, okay, she's big, you know, she's big bone, she got a lot of meat, but she's still got very feminine curves. You could have another one who's a big girl, and really she looks like the Michelin tire man. It depends. Mm-hmm. I mean, if her gut sticks off further than her butt and breath do, yeah, there's an issue for some guys. Some other guys don't mind.
Yeah, your mic is on.
Okay, cool. What I was saying, I'm sorry, I lost signal, but what I was saying was, is she complaining about these guys sleeping with her in the back, in the dark, in the bowels of the room or whatever? Ask yourself this. Why are you allowing those men to sleep with you but not take you out in public? Why aren't you having these men take you out in public and say what type of man they are first?
That's true.
Then, you know, and that's the problem. See, that's where that accountability thing coming at. But women, big women, don't complain. Because I know big women like big men. And I don't see any women love saying they don't mess with short men. Glad they ain't short, but they don't mess with short men. So we
I'm
all
sure.
have a preference in life. Hey, I'm 5'10". Hey, but thing is, we all have a preference. We all have a right to our preference. And don't get mad when it's like your preference. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Too many of these bums and losers and wannabe thugs out there have blurred the line. Because if you're a bum and a loser, you can't get a hot chick anyway. I'm going to be real. So of course, you're going to pump that girl with a size 25. Oh, baby, you just thick. Oh, you just thick, baby. You look good. God, that man probably has no ambition.
Well, I would say, you know, but she would also have to, you know, like she said, ask yourself why are you allowing them to. Not only that, but also ask, you know, ask yourself this, because I used to talk to, you know, some big girls, and I always say this to them. You know, you don't want, you know, when a guy says, you know, he likes big girls, does he like you as a person first? Or does he like you because you're big? You know, does he like? Is his fetish? It's just big girls. You know, you got a lot of people that probably say they like big girls or something like that. But it's a fetish. You know, they don't like you. They just like you because you're fat. You know, you have to ask these questions. That's what I say. I don't want big girls.
There are men that only date thick women, and they're called chubby chasers.
Yeah, you know, do you like the person, you know, or do you like the fact that, you know, you like to have sex with big girls? You know, I don't want, you know, big girls to be looked at as a fetish because you're still a person in the day. But also, I'm not about to, you know, sign on to some bullshit because your ass won't work out and you think I'm just going to accept you as you are because you too goddamn lazy to get on the goddamn treadmill. You know, I have to also put in the factors, you know, childbearing, life expectancy, you know, if I could pick you up during sex, you know, sexual arousal. I have to weigh all of that, you know, that personal preference, you know. But, I mean, and then I have to think about my own health because, you know, if you're big, I have to wonder what you're eating and what you might feed me. Shoot, you know. Heart disease and diabetes is a killing factor among men. You know,
So everybody on the line has had a big girl.
I've had one.
me personally, you know, the first big girl I liked, you know, was in college. She was a very cute girl. She wore her way well, and she had a sparkling personality that made me want to date her. I mean, I used to always ask her out for a date, but she didn't take me seriously. I mean, I asked her out for years. Then when I asked,
okay,
the,
but
you know,
let me
really,
ask you this, Donald, but what do y'all consider big? Because you got thick, you got big. Some girls say fluffy or pleasingly plump. They don't like the word fat. Some girls do. Now, Monique, did y'all ever consider her fat? Because she's not, I consider her thick now that she lost weight. She says she's still 225.
That chick's fat.
She is not thick.
She is not thick. That is not thick. That is a damn lie. You know, to be, you know, that is a country lie.
Yeah.
You know, just to make her feel better. That chick is not thick. Cause,
hell no. That's not the idea.
Have y'all seen her recently?
I've seen her recently.
Ain't thick.
She looks, no, that ain't thick. That's not thick.
Okay,
at all.
So what's thick to you then? What's thick to you
thick
then?
It's the hourglass shape. Thick is some goddamn million women with the big asses and them
Buffy
nice thighs and them slim waists. That's thick. If your butt big, your butt big. I mean, really.
Buffy the body.
You know, you're proportioned. You know, you got that hourglass shape, that Coca-Cola bottle. You know, no rolls or nothing like that. You know, your skin ain't bad. You know, doesn't look like you eat a lot of greasy foods.
There's different people got their different definitions on
That's
what they
true.
Feel that is. Reality is reality, but each person got their own preference on what they feel is that.
Well, y'all stop knocking the big girls. Big girls got feelings, too. I wasn't going to put it out there, but when T. Smitty went there, I was like, oh, man.
Well, you really can't say that the person knocking them because they asked the question. So,
well, that's true.
Yeah, I'm not knocking.
Are you going to knock somebody? Mm-hmm. And they just tell them what their preference is.
She wanted to know, so
she found they basically answering the question. So how
my
you going to get mad at
was a big girl, so I don't hate on them.
Okay, let me ask you guys this one, too. Is there, well, the other question from the women's group, is there a such thing as a platonic relationship even if both man and woman is sexually attracted to each other?
If they're sexually attracted, no, it can't happen.
I was ready to say that, too. I agree with you.
No, it can't happen because the thing is they can have platonic. If they're both involved in other relationships, they have the moral fiber. They can have a friend. They can not cross the boundary, but it's still going to be somewhere in the back of their mind, okay? The only way a man or woman can truly be platonic friends is if, for some reason, neither one finds the other sexually attractive. One of them is fugly or the other is morbidly obese or something like that. Otherwise, if there is physical attractiveness and there is no blood relation between them, the pheromones are going to do their thing. There's going to be some attraction. A penis is going to get erect. A vagina is going to get moist. And it's going to happen. Especially if alcohol is involved.
So what do you think, Skylar and Chill?
You think it's
platonic if two people attracted to each other? Or is it a such thing as platonic relationship, even, you know, both men and women are sexually attracted to each other?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It may be somewhere in the world. Who knows? You got a whole lot of different people with a whole lot of different views. Some people you may have that may look and just don't touch and don't trip. And then some people just looking to see who's going to make a move first. So it all depends. And if neither person ever make that move, then that never takes place. So,
You, Skylar?
Well, you know, I think, you know, if you got an attraction, because you might act on it. You know,
I agree.
I do believe, you know, it is essential for men and women friendships because, you know, they really help each other out, you know, have to help the person out, especially for women. I think women should have a male friend, not friends, that's a red flag. But, yeah, a real male friend that they can really, you know, get feedback on and stuff, you know, really tell them, you know, that looks out for their interests. But if you, you know, really have an attraction to your female friend, then it's not going to help. Because, you, like I said, you're going to act on it. You always going to have that in the back of your mind. Then you might have in the back of your mind, why did I act on it? Why did I do this? Why? You might, you know, shoot, some of my, you know, some of the female friends that I've had, I flirted with before they became my friends. But then, you know, after you really find out who the hell they are, you be like, you know, as a guy, I really wouldn't date you.
Like, hey. So hold up a second. My other computer had crashed where I had the switchboard. I just got back on. We got a couple of folks on the line. I see area code 419, which I think might be Miss Computer Lady. So Miss Computer Lady, is that you, area code 419?
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah, Miss Computer Lady. Yes, baby. You got to comply with your computer. Need your Linux installed. You want to get your PC working right? Call
fix
the computer
my hard
lady.
Drive.
Oh, yeah. Fix my hard drive. Download it, baby.
And I won't be a floppy disk.
Nope, there won't be any floppies with that one. And also, we got an area code 205. Someone from Alabama, I presume.
Yeah, that's Alabama.
Miss Optimism, unfortunately, isn't here. For her own intro, but I don't have any country music, but I have some country Haitian music for our caller from the Echo 205, Alabama. Echo 205.
Oh, my God. No, he
didn't. Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yes, I did. Echo 205, you there?
I am, and country music is not what I do.
That one was for Miss Optimism, folks. I'm sorry. She didn't show up. Damn her. Blame it on her. How you doing?
I'm great. Just enough listening to the show and amazed at some of the comments.
And what's your opinion on some of the comments? And which comment?
I mean, just listening all together about big girls and who don't do this and what. Everybody have a preference. You know, some women don't do short men, just like you said. So
is
my
that the Platinum Queen sister?
Yes.
That voice sounds familiar.
It is. And my
Second. Wait, we got royalty here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I should have given you a presidential intro. My bad.
No,
damn,
you went with the country music. Yeah, you went with the bullshit, but it's all good.
No, okay, well, I'm sorry. No, presidential intro. This is the sister of the queen.
No,
yes.
I knew who that was.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Now, see.
Oh, man.
No, hey, I'm sorry. That's royalty there. If it's a blood relative of Platinum Queen West, we got to give that one to her. But I digress.
Right. Well, go ahead, sis.
No. I mean, I'm just listening at you guys. I'm trying to listen more. But, I mean, everybody has their preferences. And, I mean, it's all good. But my thing is, don't knock it until you try it. I feel like I'm not a big girl, but I am a full-figured woman, and I can do just as much as any other woman.
I'm
winning.
She ain't big, but she's full-figured.
I mean,
you go, girl, you wear well.
And it's just that simple.
Well, see, this is the thing. You know, don't knock until you try all that stuff. I can say the same thing as a dang on short guy. But, you know, really, if you're a good person, it's going to show, and people are going to watch, and they are going to, They're going to pay attention to you, and they are going to be like, wow, she's really a good person. And, you know, she has an immaculate, you know, aura about her. Let me check her out. Has nothing to do with you being big. Just has everything to do with you being a good person. I can give a damn if you're a full-figure woman, I mean, or a big girl. You know, are you a good person? Does
and see,
that
and that's,
show?
That was my thing, because I said I would never date a short guy. Hell, now I'm dating a guy that's 5'7". You know, but my thing was I would always turn it off, because, oh, he's too short. But now you may miss out on
the
best thing in life because your preference and not getting to know a person.
Man, I tell you this right quick. With me, yeah, I've been called shallow. I feel like that. With me, I'm going to be real. It's all about physical attraction, most part. And I'm not going to be with a woman that I'm not attracted to. And I feel like that.
if I may not be attracted to you, hell, the man that comes up to you 5 minutes after me may be that one for you. I'd be like, just be like, hey, he wasn't attracted to me, and the next guy may come up, hey, that may be your one. But it's like, hey, I don't like, hey, to knock it, don't try it. No, I'm not, I see where you're coming from, but I know when I'm attracted to him, I'm not, and I feel like that, hey, we all have our preferences, and
you're entitled to that.
But what happens is the people who don't fit those preferences always try to knock those people for their preferences. And I feel like that's a problem. But, hey, a woman may feel me at 5'10", too short. Hey, charge to the game. You know, a woman may feel like that I don't make six figures. Hey, charge to the game. Keep it moving. And I just feel like there are so much other fish out there in the sea. Why are you worried about that one fish that doesn't want to take the bait?
And I mean, I'm with you on that one. I'm definitely with you on that one.
Yeah, and that's so many other men out there that probably like a woman that's attracted to that woman. Because, you know, that's all these look at all these marriages where the person may not be attracted to their spouse anymore, and all the cheating and the not having sex to that person, just not healthy. I say, damn, that just gives the person that finds you attractive and finds you to be the most beautiful woman out there.
Okay, and I'm
don't get mad at me.
Wouldn't be mad. Couldn't be mad. Because
hey,
see, everybody
I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Can you cook as well as your sister?
I cook better than my sister.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, all I got to say is I've heard plenty of women say they would never get involved with a Haitian man. I mean, hey, I found one who did, and I married her. There could have been tons of others who wouldn't want to deal with me. Oh, by the way, somebody had a question, which I never got to. I got to apologize for that. Someone in the chat room. They wanted to know, why do some men, even when they're married and stuff, they still want to be swingers and stuff? You know, why can't they be content with one partner? Uncle Don Calypso says, those bastards are greedy. That's all I got to say on that one. What do you guys think about it?
I mean, that's who they are, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's they ain't changing for nobody. You know, they were hoes then and they hoes now. You know, that's all what that person's telling you. They're just, like you said, they're just not content. You know, that says a lot, you know. They're just not content. And probably they never will be, you know. So, walk on, move on, you know. And find you something that is content with just one woman. Because obviously they're showing you that they're not content with one woman by their lifestyle. So.
Oh, the person wants to know, why do married couples do it, though? Why do married couples swing?
They
want to, and I say they're too lazy to figure out other ways to add variety without adding other penises and vaginas in the equation.
When I was in Guam, I got solicited. This dude wanted me to sleep with his wife. He was like, "You think she looked good?" Yeah, she looks good. He was like, "That's my wife." Like, oh shit, my bad, man. Nah, he was like, "Nah, she think you're attractive. She wants to sleep with you." So I'm thinking, I was 23 at the time. I'm thinking, all right, bet. But then he told me that he wanted to be in the room. So like, nah, I just couldn't take the fact of a man whacking off, looking at me beat out his old lady. I'm sorry. That just doesn't sit well. That's why there's a lot of people that get down like that.
Diamond's computer lady said you forgot about her.
Oh, I did mention that Miss computer lady. I had opened her mic up. Your mic is open, Miss computer lady.
Hi there. How's everybody, first of all?
Good.
Good. Just wanted to quickly say I had to call in when there were a couple of comments about the full-figure ladies. I'm like, hold it. I said, all right, I got to get in. Now, as far as the mentioning of your preference, you know, that's all fine because everybody has their own preference, and you're right about that. And I do thank you for the honesty. My thing is this. When it comes to the disrespect, that's where the line is drawn. And don't start, because you know I'm right.
And that's her opinion. Well, she right finished, Miss Computer Lady. Y'all, now you can hear Chris.
Man, where
would the I know. I was going to say, you saw, you know how silent it got, didn't it?
Well,
I was
about to ask, what disrespect that? Like, who disrespected who?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying, you know, overall. I'm making a point.
Oh.
You know, if your preference is not full-figure ladies, or if you want to call them fat or thick or big-boned or whatever, fine. And you know what? That's another thing that's a problem, too. Ask a lady what she wants to be called. Because there are women who are offended if you call them fat. And also vice versa.
I mean,
well, I'd be politically correct. We should be the political correctness police here.
I was just making a point.
With all due respect, Ms. Computer Lady, first, sisters overall need to take better care of themselves health-wise. You know, these gyms got all kind of programs for them. You got kids. They got daycare places for your kids while you work out. But at the same time, if being called fat offends someone, all they got to do is make a change. You can change weight. You can't change ugly or tall or height, but you can change weight. And I feel like you got to, if you get tired, people call, I don't know if I'm a boxer rock, Mr. Peel Lady, but I'm just saying that person is offended by being called fat, make a change.
Oh, that if you offended by being called fat, then you have to wonder if you really, you know, love the skin you're in.
But wait a minute. Mocha said, what about fat men, lazy men, little men?
I got this.
Oh, thank you.
I got that.
Oh, you
got
that
this.
One? Oh, okay.
A fat man will, hey, put it like this. Most men are judged by how much money they got and what they have. Fat men who got a little paper still going to be scooped up by the finest of women. Someone prove me wrong on that one.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? That's not true. Because for me, it ain't nothing to fat folks to do together but turn down a damn baby.
We ain't talking about you. You ain't standard. No, you can't bring the exception to the rule like it's the standard when it ain't.
Oh.
Don't bring yourself into
it. Men with money cover up everything.
But you know what the problem is? See, you're making whatever is not standard, you're making standard.
Well, I mean, people do that.
Right. And what are we all? We're all people.
Yeah, people do that. So, I mean, people got their preferences on what they like, how they feel, what they say, how they should talk, how they should walk, eat, do all
that. How they should be addressed and all of that. Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I tell y'all ladies this, though? I can't complain y'all don't want a broke-ass nigga. I just got to make more money, get a decent job. I don't go up and say, well, I'm a good guy, even though I wash car windows all day. No, I get off my ass and make more money. Hey, if I'm hating my life, if I don't like the direction it's going, make a change. And that's all that matters. People want to be so politically correct, worrying about feelings. Sometimes I'm like, damn, feelings sometimes. Make a change.
Well, let me say this. Rich said, if you got money, you can damn near screw any woman.
You're right.
To a certain degree.
Well,
That's just a real woman. And it's also vice versa. That's always the problem. You go on the woman a lot, but you got to include the men too in all of this.
So that means hold on, folks.
We got another call from 803. Hey, folks, hold on a second. We got another call from 803. I have a feeling that's Thomas from South Carolina. Thomas, is that you, 803?
Yeah, it's Charlotte. This is Thomas from Charlotte. What's good, y'all?
It's Charlotte. What's up, man?
What's good, yeah? I was listening to the conversation. Very, very interesting. When you start talking about, you know, standards and all those things, and, you know, I think there's some valid points being made. And just like on previous calls, just, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when dudes got a little of the paper, it does expand their options. So you can imagine when if a dude actually has a little something and they're relatively attractive, they probably running through 26. It's old. If they got any sort of attractive quality, then they got money, they probably having a field day. And that's just what it is, you know. There's an opportunity cost everything in life. So your physical makeup, the money that you make, all those things are going to determine your options. And that's just what it is.
some things don't have a price tag.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there's more.
That's my point.
There's opportunity cost on anything in life. And with the opportunity cost means that, you know, if somebody else doesn't want to deal with that, then there's always someone who will. You know, for everyone who won't, there's someone who will based on the circumstances. This is what it is.
You know
what? It's like,
hey, Thomas, you know what? I say this. What we look for as men and women, I know it's not an absolute. I know it's not 100%. But a lot of women look for a man that can provide and provide that security for them. But a lot of men, like the woman that may, you know, how y'all say this? Yeah, she's going to look good. Let's just be real. We all like eye candy. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, I never seen a man seek out a two. I'm just being real. But the thing is, it's like it's different because that man provided security, so he may not be the most attractive guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna have that security. But that man may see that woman's attractiveness, but he's gonna get to know her first as well before he try to make her his wife. But
yeah.
It's like we have two fundamental things, and that's different, what we look
mm-hmm.
for in our mate.
Exactly.
Let me say this to the ladies on the line. Do y'all think a man can come in with money? Can if he tell you he got money, y'all sleep with him? Because I hear what y'all saying, but I don't think all women are like that way. I've never been behind a man like that with money. That don't move me. You got to have some type of substance about yourself. And I don't believe an ugly woman, a millionaire, could come in and y'all screw. Maybe some of y'all. But I don't know. Y'all... But y'all giving people standards and saying they just so easy because somebody got some money that they'll sleep with them? I don't know.
The numbers speak for themselves. No. So you can look at what you see, and you'll see a dude that you know that you will say, okay, what is she doing with him? And a lot of times it's because you know he might have a good corporate job, or he might be industrious, and you know, so she may overlook the other things because of the security. You know, older women will always tell you when they marry the first time, they marry for love. The second time, they marry for security. Period. If they're honest about it.
And it's not an absolute.
No, I hear what you said, and I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I just didn't want to generalize. I agree that there are some women like that because you look at Anna Nicole Smith. That man was on his dying bed when she married him. So I agree. Some women
mm-hmm.
like that in world day, but I just don't think all. And they were saying
no.
Ugly men get to pull more if he got money.
No, because you see, I don't care if a big man has money or a thin man has money. If he's not on the up and up, he's not worth the time of day.
Exactly.
A lot of women don't care how he makes his money, as long as he has
not
money.
True.
No,
that's
no,
true.
No, that's not true.
Hold on, let me finish.
Go ahead.
No, that's not true. You have women who have care because.
Let me finish.
We're going to have to continue this next week. We're down to 2 minutes. FYI.
Let him make his point, though. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this. Y'all are speaking as women that have character. There are a lot of women walking this street with no character. Y'all are looking for that thing of character. And that's what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of women, no character, that will line up to see an offensive lineman weigh 320 pounds for the Buffalo Bills to try to lay up with him. That ain't character. Y'all have character that day. I don't care how much you have.
And I'm glad you said that. That's why I was just telling the callers in. I didn't want to generalize because not all women that way. As I don't believe all men would sit there and I generalize to say that, ooh, y'all would sit there and screw Amy Winehouse because she got money. You scholar and the caller and chill, all y'all.
Money.
Y'all go run a train because she got money. She going to
no,
break
I
y'all
would.
Off.
I don't like Amy
Thank
Wine.
You. Exactly.
I don't like it.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if you heard me. No one said all. I mean, in fact, when you start talking about, you know, opportunity cost and economics, I mean, that's never going to be absolute because they're going to be people who fit within the margins. There's going to be people who fit outside the margins based on whatever their socioeconomic situation is. So all I'm saying is that if you look at the numbers, there's a large, large, large number of women, like I said, who don't necessarily have character, that will deal with a man based on what he has and what he's perceived to have. That's why you see women dealing with fake Lil Wayne's and, you know, want to be thugs and everything else.
Okay, and if we
no,
look at
right.
the number
Bad
of men, too, they tell us that there's no good men. they're down low brothers and so on and so on. So that's not something that you can go by.
No, I'm talking about what you can see. I'm just talking about what you can witness with your own eyes. Look at it. Look around you. Go to any urban, I challenge you to go to any urban center, right, where you have a large population of black people, and tell me you don't see situations where you see women, you know, like I said, who don't have self-esteem and character, that deal with men that are savory. It's unsavory, I should say.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is, because they have, you know, what they perceive as money. And it is really hood rich. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. It's like when I go out in Scottsdale, my homeboy, we go to these upscale joints, and we split the money on the bottle service. And the bouncers were seeing women our way, and the women will look at us. I know we got the suits on because it's a real nice spot. But they thinking we are some rich dudes, and they're coming at us that way. And so, and that's what Tom was talking about, that perception. Now, we were standing over there by the bar, like everybody else, they wouldn't come that way. So that's what I'm saying, that there are a lot of women that don't have character as well as a lot of women that do have character. And a lot of, and we can see that, though. That don't mean we're sleeping with them, but just what we see.
That's true. Well, let me say this. I appreciate you all for being honest and calling in. I thank the chat room, Don. Thank you, Chill, Scholar. And the caller, I didn't catch your name.
Thomas.
Thomas, thank you so much. No, I appreciate your honesty and not like, you know, generalized, but I feel and I agree with what you're saying because you guys are right. There is some women with no character as there is some with men. I just so much want to generalize it. Like I said before, I just want women really to start having more respect about themselves and be careful because I'm sure you guys know. There was an incident where this lady drugged her 13-year-old daughter for her boyfriend to have sex with her. He was 42. He got acquitted, though. So that's what I'm saying. You just got to be careful in general who you bring in your house, who you lay down with. Just have respect about yourself, for real. It's ridiculous, and it's sad. You know, but I appreciate each one of you that called in and the men on the panel. And, ladies, thank you for your questions. I know some wasn't easy. Some wanted to be anonymous. I appreciate the ones that wanted their name read over the air with their questions. I thank you so much. You know, we really do appreciate you. And everybody have a good and blessed Sunday. Thanks again, Don, Scholar, Thomas, T. Smitty. Chill, I appreciate you guys. And thanks again to my sister, Miss Computer Lady. I thank you guys so much for calling in, ladies. Because, you know, the ladies didn't want to call in. Some just wanted their question for the men to answer the questions that they sent in. So thanks, everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye-bye. Appreciate you. And y'all check out T. Smitty. Show.
Yeah, check out the Philosophy G's happening right now.
And I got to go to his show now. I like his show. Let me go over to the show.
Philosophy G's, 347-989-8871, right now, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific.
Thanks again, Don. Peace and blessings, everybody.
Hey, what you cooking tonight?
Huh?
What you cooking?
What, T. Smitty?
So what you cooking? Y'all know my birthday was last week. What were you cooking?
Happy birthday. Didn't I say happy birthday to you? Didn't I go to your place?
Hey, I want a home-cooked meal sent my way. Sorry, Don, you're married.
I'll be in Alabama next week.
All right.
But I COD you one.
All right, cool. Hey,
you just
gotta
tell me what
though.
You want.
All right, we got you.
Okay.
All right, take it easy. All right, bye-bye.
Peace.